Next question comes from Albert Cook.
Thank you. I wonder if be all right with you if I incorporate two questions. If not, I'll have to take one priority then.
Do your priority, if you would.
Can I?
Yes, the priority question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a little problem that I want an answer from both of you, and I want a clear answer, not maybe ifs and all that. There's quite a few people, senior citizens, that's been hit quite hard. I know I've been hit pretty hard, but it's $400 a year that I feel the city of Hudson may not like is stealing from me. We have a problem with our water system. The Common Council passed a resolution, I think, a year and a half ago, because there was problems of people actually stealing water from the city of Hudson. And I happen to have a two-family home, and the hookup system is, if you shut the water off, you shut me off. So I am penalized for an apartment upstairs with no meters, no electric meters, but I still have to pay $400 a year for water that me and my wife is not using. I feel that's unfair, maybe unconstitutional as far as I'm concerned. But I'm wondering if either one of you, whoever's elected, can solve this problem. I'll live through paying it, but it is a burden on me to pay for a product that I'm not getting. I know nobody would like the power light company to come down because we have an empty apartment and say, well, we don't care, you're going to pay electric bill. Or a telephone, you're going to pay electric bill. The only reason that the problem's there, the city's so far behind, you don't have water meters. If you have water meters, I'd be paying less even with me and my wife. So what would your suggestion be? Change that law or go after some kind of a grant to get meters put into these homes?
I would have to say, Mr. Cook, I would have to say that, I'm trying to figure out exactly what you're saying here in regards to you paying for two, you have two apartments, one's vacant, and one you live in. And I'm looking at, in the spirit of fairness, in regards to you saying that you think that everyone should have water meters, where a person who owns an apartment, a unit of 12 apartments would pay the same, or would pay for those 12 units being rented on a water meter versus the separation of having the way you're getting billed now. I would have to say that, I'd have to look into exactly what that resolution entails. To provide a more thorough answer to you. I certainly don't think that any resident should be under what you described, billed for not having a vacant apartment, at the same time as I wouldn't expect a homeowner who has several units to pay for those several units, whether they're vacant or occupied, in a one setting water meter situation. So does that make sense to you? That I would have to, I'd have to determine why the city went in that direction of creating a resolution to determine why they felt the necessity was, or the need was there for any apartment that was vacant. Now I know that I don't know if you are choosing to rent that apartment in the future, or not rent that apartment in the future, but I think it's a matter of fairness, of spreading who's getting billed, when they're getting billed, 12 unit apartments versus 2 unit apartments, and I would certainly look at that for you to make your life a little more easier, because I certainly, I agree with you when it comes to having a vacant apartment, but I have to agree with those who have larger buildings and larger apartments also, if we were to meter those buildings. Again, in the state of fairness. But I think we could come to a conclusion in regards to that.
Can I hold you to that?
I'm sorry?
Can I hold you to that last?
You can absolutely hold me to that, sir.
Okay, when you have water metering, it's something I know a little bit about. I mean, the idea of installing water meters in everybody's house at this point, I think, is, unless they exist, pre-exist, is an expense that I don't know whether or not the city can really afford at this moment. That said, there is a natural assumption and a calculation that water, sewerage, and so forth is a product of the number of units in the house. So you've made it, an echoing bill. When you look at a building that 8 or 10 or 11 units or whatever it is right there, there's an assumption that there are X number of gallons that are being used, X number of times showers are being taken, toilets are being flushed. It's all part of the system. We all share that expense. And I don't want to sound heartless here, but there's an, you know, the reason that you don't have your apartment rented is yours and yours alone. If it were rented, perhaps that burden would be shared. That's not to suggest that we couldn't have a conversation about installing a water meter in your house. Whether or not we would do it on a citywide basis, that is a discussion we would have to have. But there is an assumption a single-family house is charged a certain value based upon that. The decision not to rent the apartment, again, that's a personal decision for whatever reason, but that would help offset those costs. But that's not to say that we shouldn't be reflective of your concerns or that you wouldn't be able to, you know, present the merits of your case. Perhaps this is happening in a number of other houses in Hudson where there are other people with similar issues. Their intent is to leave that space empty. Well, as mayor, we'd have to have that conversation. I can't give you a perfect answer about it, but it is part of how we share the burden of water service, sewerage, and so forth, which I think is all part of being a community. If the expense of installing a water meter is truly excessive, perhaps the city would assist in that regard, but I've installed enough of them in our own buildings to know that it isn't the toughest thing to do, where you could be charged on gallons per day or gallons per month or however it's calculated. So we'll definitely talk.
We'll see. Thank you.
All right, thank you.